Hello, welcome back to a new episode of Thoughts in Solitude, focusing on different aspects of the story The Hurt is a Lonely Hunter by Carson McCullough. In today's episode, we'll be exploring the 15th chapter of part 2 in this novel. Today's guest is a brilliant Eliza Gary, a psychology professor at Oxford University, specialized in analyzing the hidden inner psychological meaning in books. Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure. Hello, everyone.
So, dear Eliza, could you start by telling us what exactly happened in this specific chapter and why you think it's important to read between the lines and not just superficially?
Well, first things first, one thing you should know is that The Hall of the Heart is a Lonely Hunter is actually about reading between the lines. But in this specific chapter, where Singer finds out that his only deaf-mute friend has died in the asylum where he was staying, and so leaves the place to wander through the town street and unexpectedly runs into three deaf-mutes in a bar who invite him to join them but finally abandon him, he's then left with nothing. When he arrives at his station, he leaves his bag on the floor and solemnly walks to the jewelry store where he works. As per usual, he salutes his co-workers and then leaves with something very heavy in his pocket. Then he gets home, calmly smokes and drinks, and when it is time, he shoots himself in the chest.
And so that's the end of the story, because it's the end of Jane Singer.
No, there is a third part with a few more chapters, but don't worry, it's not Singer coming back to life as a zombie.
Okay, and so tell me through your specialist point of view, what is that you can analyse in this chapter?
Well, the first thing that seems odd but has all its logic is that McCullers decides to put Singer's and Antonopoulos' death in the same chapter. This shows the ineluctable connection of these two characters, where Singer controls all the threads of the relationship throughout, and unfortunately, Antonopoulos does nothing but be a repugnant, ungrateful, and obnoxious so-called friend, or at least that is the image I think the author is trying to convey.
Okay, so could you tell us something more about this strange relationship?
Well, Singer is clearly obsessed with Antonopoulos. He even sees him as God itself. The many gifts brought in a basket remind us of offerings to the gods in ancient mythology, and the way Singer addresses Antonopoulos is always somewhat religious.
I think you're absolutely right. And what about the symbols? Is there anything you were able to analyze, maybe the three mutes at the bar?
Indeed, the three mutes are very symbolic. As Singer has lost his muse, the object of his dreams, and even if I dare say, the love of his life, he has lost a part of himself. When he wanders through the streets, it seems as if he doesn't feel anything, as if it doesn't affect him, when this is clearly the most impactful event in his life, after the other mute they had lived with left, because of Antonopoulos. The reader is surprised. He expects him to cry a river on the floor and beat the walls with his fists, but the story is about silence, about isolation, about keeping things to yourself, or only confessing yourself to a deaf mute. And when Singer meets the three mutes, it's like a ray of sunshine to a slowly darkening life.
That's the last thought. But they will leave him behind at the bar, not asking if he wants to come, but nor do they know that he needs this. They don't know that in this instant all he needs is his company.
Yes, so I think this leads us to talk about Singer's inevitable death. In this novel, even death has to be silent. I think the fact that Singer killed himself in his room and not on the street in front of everybody is also relevant. He understands there is nothing left for him in this world, and at a time where he needs to communicate most, become the patient instead of the therapist, he can't do it because of his condition, so he decides to leave.
Do you think McCullough chose a deaf mute on purpose?
Yes, I do. She wanted to depict the isolation of the 1930s American South through a character who can neither speak nor hear when people desperately needed to express their misery. They address a soul who won't repeat their secrets like a therapist figure. Singer isn't annoyed, he actually enjoys their presence. But by accumulating the effort put into a friend who treats him badly, into his public image, and into swallowing his visitors' emotions, he becomes
the loneliest hunter with a big hurt among all these hurt hunters. So it's all for today. See you next time.